also putting in tax dollars back into the economy, is it not? I mean, what's I don't get it. Okay. Build the dang thing.
Okay, I agree with you. Let me go back. There's still something. I'm totally on board with this. Partly goes because I'm just such a sports fanatic that I'm for this, but I totally agree with you. But part of it is you look at the way this gets done is, my God, the rich just get richer. I mean, like with the Viking Stadium, you go, we're going to build this place for you. We're going to give you, and then we're going to build it for you and then give you the naming rights, which is $100 million. You get to knock that off of what you've paid. You're $500 million. Well, there's $100 million of it gone right well. We're going to build this for you and let you sell the seats for however many million that's worth.
Yeah, and then we have to pay $120 per seat plus a personal seat license. No, that drives me absolutely insane, but I'd rather have the Minnesota Vikings here than in Los Angeles.
No, I agree.
They have us over a barrel,
That's what it is. It's the leverage they have against people just like Marsh, who are great fans. They love the NFL. We're one of the 32 NFL franchises. You're not going to let this thing slip away. It's one of the storied franchises in the National Football League. Of course you're going to flip for it eventually. You play them tough all the way down to the last day of the contract on the Metrodome. But when push came to shove, they still were able to get what they needed because you're not going to let the NFL walk out of your town. The revenue generated, the way you were talking, the hotels, the gas, people coming in from out of town, that's all into our state.
And the Wilfs and everybody that owns a friend, the Polads, everybody knows that. And
of course.
So do the politicians at the state capitol.
Retail.
Stupid, build a dang thing. Stop saying, no, $3 million, my God, tax breaks. Shut up.
I agree. For that minimal number, that's like a nothing. And the fact that the last one to the trough, so be it. Build it, and then how many teams are there in the cities in the country that have all the five major teams?
It's only five major teams? I would have to probably say Chicago,
list.
New York,
short list.
Denver,
Houston. Really, it's small.
I guess my one question is, after $350 million, $3 million?
Yeah.
That's the break you're looking for?
Well, yeah, and Speaker of the House has already said they need to kind of poo-pooed it. Said stadium fatigue and not for it. The governor even didn't actually come out and say he's for it. He just said he acknowledged how we've been so generous to the other four stadiums. So he hasn't actually come out that I think wanted to test the winds for what to do there. But
you know what I have? I have politician fatigue.
Yeah, well, me too.
That's my problem.
But I'm saying Manchester United. They're already flipping the big money. Why is it $3 million is going to hang them up? Why is that a problem?
Because they're fuddy-duddies.
Yeah.
Well, you know they're fuddy-duddies.
I mean, at the end of the day, the owners are still going to do this. I mean, they're not going to let $3 million stop this from happening. But it doesn't hurt to ask, right?
No?
$3 million, that's $3 billion. So that's worth groveling a little bit for.
$3 million in tax breaks. And then what about the infrastructure where it comes to, like, building better roadways around the 94, the Lowry Tunnel area? That's obviously going to cost a lot of money, too, but needed. And I think the governor said that he'd be more willing to do that than obviously pitch in money for the stadium.
Yeah, because that goes for everybody, not just the people that are driving to the stadium. It helps everybody coming in and out of this area.
The stadium helps everybody, too. I mean, that's the thing that people don't understand.
But, devil's advocate, you're going to get people, you know what, that's great, but I hate sports. Take that $1 billion.
Yeah, well, you know what, then I hate the arts, too, so screw off.
Yeah, but they're just saying, fine, we'll give us our fair share, then we'll bring people in and revitalization and artists and concerts.
There are a lot of people out there that don't like sports or the arts.
Yeah.
They just want to go fishing. They want to go in this state.
Well,
they want to go fishing.
Well, then guess what? My tax dollars pay for your fishing crap too.
Well, how about their tax dollars paying for just a stadium?
Well, how about this? How about my tax dollars are paying for your children going to school? I don't have any children.
My dad eats more hamburgers than your dad.
I know, it's just ridiculous. We're all in this together. Right. That's why we have communities.
Yeah. Right.
Stop being stupid.
I agree. It's absolutely the way to go. So hey, any more crab legs gotten stolen?
I don't think Jameis has lifted any crab legs or not. Now he's so smart. He's so, he's the 27 on his Wonderlic test, and he's brilliant. And Manning was like 26 or 27 himself, so he's good to go.
Well,
He's
not so good to go because now he's gotten sued civilly by the woman who claimed 2012 he raped her. The charges were not brought.
My God.
And he was not kicked out of school. Obviously, they have a lower burden of proof in a civil case than a criminal case. It's only preponderance, just 51% versus beyond a reasonable doubt. So a lot less there. You can take depositions under oath. You can have these other two football players that were at the incident can be put under oath to say what they saw or didn't see. So it'll be interesting.
It's still he's going to be taken number one overall probably under 2 weeks in the NFL draft.
Would you take him?
I wouldn't. The superstar and I have already talked about this. No way.
Ron Jaworski said he's not going to go first. He has sources that have told him that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want to take Mariota now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it'll definitely be interesting, and that's why we love the NFL draft. We've got to wrap things up. We're running out of time, but it is that time.
Quick.
Sam back at the station. Play our favorite song. It's unbelievable. Here we go. Heirloom Tomato or Rock Band? Marsh Hallberg, Hallberg Criminal Defense. Ask the superstar Mike Morris.
This is tougher than you think it is. This is a lot tougher than
Shut up. It is not. It's
I mean,
so
Heirloom
easy.
Tomatoes, have you seen how many there are? And they all sound like rock bands. They all do.
Oh, you're right. I guess.
Superstar's been carbo loading all week, getting ready for this.
I have been.
Yeah.
All right.
Sleeping. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Superstar. Heirloom Tomato or Metal Rock Band, okay? German Johnson, Sweet Savage. Which one is the tomato? German Johnson, Sweet Savage. Which is the tomato?
German Johnson is the tomato.
Woohoo!
Is it?
Yes, the man's. You're above 500, buddy. You are so close to kicking him in the nads now.
Yeah, no, any idea how close it is? Before I'd cave in your grill?
No, I don't want that to happen.
It's going
to
be fun.
Dude, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, proud of everybody in this program
right now.
Except you two.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Just me.
There you go.
Just kidding. Love
How
you
would
both.
You like to leave the patio?
You're perfect. I'll be right back.
By land or by sea?
Perfect.
Okay.
Gotta go.
Wonderful. Let's take a little break and come on back. It's that guy again. Oh, no.
No, Jim Rich. You're going to love him.
Jim Rich is that guy.
No, why does everybody bemoan him? He's awesome.
Jim Rich.
He's so kind.
You know, he's overrated.
He's so thoughtful. He's going to be so fired up about the Minnesota Wild and the win last night. Why are you standing up right now? Get away. What are you doing? Okay, bye.
We just need to take a break, and then you're going to get get drubbed.
Okay, fine.
It's like an heirloom tomato. You're going into my salsa.
Because people like to say salsa.
Take a break right now. Bye.
Get your Twins inside update every weekday. Hardball with Mike Berrettino of the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Paul Molitor is not looking to skip the fifth rotation spot.
You don't really need that guy if you keep, say, Phil Hughes on a every fifth day turn. And he said he's not tempted to do that. He likes what he's seen out of the fifth spot.
Hardball with Mike Berrettino. Brought to you by Nature's Fury NutraDrink. Every Monday through Friday afternoon at 5:30 with Radioactive Sports. 105 The Ticket. Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson. You're listening to 105 The Ticket.
Yeah, we feel good about it. I think we did a lot of good things. We didn't give them too much, I think, in the in RD zone. We didn't give them too much, and we played pretty smart. And getting that first one is always important, especially getting a road one. It's huge for us.
Zach Parise, I think we've all agreed to run with Parise as the name instead of Parise. That was more JP's thing. We have Jim Rich to help us decipher whether or not that is the correct pronunciation again.
James.
But then I have to hear what your thoughts are, Jim. I'm just going to leave it wide open. That game last night was nothing short of amazing. On the road in St. Louis against the Blues. They come up big. How they do it?
Well, it was that defensive structure. It was remarkable that they hold a high-powered offense like St. Louis to 21 shots in their own building. And that's the whole key. I mean, we talked about when they were losing those home games, they'd get behind. They couldn't play their system. They couldn't, you know, let the game come to them. They had to force the issue. Well, last night after Zucker got that goal on the wraparound to give them a 1-0 lead, and then Dumba's power play rocket, they just sat back and dictated how St. Louis was going to attack. And they did a great job. The crowd was on the Blues. They were frustrated. And the Wild steal the momentum of the series. And like we talked about before game one, all the pressure now goes on the Blues. Their coaching staff, the fans are saying, oh, no, here we go again. And by stealing that first one, we put them at least for a day, behind the eight ball.
Jim's Rich, now that we're talking about the St. Louis Blues, we're now going to call Hitchcock Jabba the Hutt with the new Star Wars movie, that the trailer teaser thing that came out.
Yeah.
He looks like Jabba the Hutt, and that's what we will call him from now on. Jabba the Hutt, silly guy. One question for you, though, Jim Rich. Are the Wild emotionally unstable, whereas if they allow the first goal, they tend to lose? If they score the full first goal, they tend to win. Why is that?
Well, it's not because they're unstable. It makes them change what they want to do. So then you have to press. You have to gamble. You have to take more chances to get an offensive scoring opportunity. You'll have defensemen pinch in. You'll have forwards that'll go three deep into the corner instead of just one or two on the forecheck you have to gamble, and as a result, you get caught on the other end.
But
when
why,
you're
Jim?
In the lead, you dictate.
But why? It's just one goal. It's not like they're down two or three goals. It's just one goal, and people are going to score goals against you. It's the game of hockey. It's what happens. Why change everything? Why overreact with just one goal? And luckily last night, obviously Zucker had that beautiful wraparound goal that just got the Minnesota Wild on fire. Dumba with that massive shot that he has that we just talk about all the time. We love him so much. And a couple of empty netters there, but it just seems to change, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's just one single goal.
Yeah, but look at how hard they're to get in the playoffs. When the Wild were up 2-0, it seemed like 5-0. There was no life in that building. The Blues were struggling. They didn't know what to do. And that's how hard it is when you're going against great old goaltending like Dubnyk. You know, they know it's going to be hard. Yeah, they got one and put the pressure on, really tied it up, but the Wild weathered the storm and took the game. And so if that was the other way around, you'd be going, well, what were the Wild doing for the first two periods? How do they only generate 21 shots for a whole game? What are they doing? You know, that's what it is. That's what playoff hockey is. It's that tight. It's that, you know, close to the vest.
Of course, I expected them to come back and make a surge there at the end. They were at home. They are a good team. You know that they're going to try and come back and do something aggressive. They're capable of being very aggressive, tenacious. They're big, and we've talked about that endlessly as well. So it's not surprising to see them get back in that late. It's not surprising to see the Wild finish, because we never really had to worry or get scared with the Wild blowing a lead or anything coming down the stretch of the last half of the season, because they always held on. They always proved they could hold on and finish people off.
Yeah, and that's what they did last night. You know what I'm doing, guys? I got to tell you what I'm doing. I'm at Buff and Glow Car Wash in Buffalo, Minnesota, washing my pontoon boat off. I got the guy. Tell you, if you're ever out in Wright County, this is a place for oil changes, car washes. These guys are awesome. They're letting me, they turn basically on the power sprayer, and they're letting me attack the moths and maggots that grew all over it all winter. So that's what I'm doing. So I got to give those guys a shout out, because now I've shut down the whole wash lane.
You shut it down?
Six cars looking back there. Oh, look, somebody's listening to 105 The Ticket because they're waving. So there you go.
I'll bet you're one of those guys that take your boat in and out of different lakes and just bring like
zebra mussels.
The zebra mussels and all the other garbake.
And the milfoil.
Like the snake fish.
Yeah, it's you. You're the one. You're the bastard.
I know you have like those flying
I actually raised zebra mussels.
You're the reason I can only catch one walleye on Mille Lacs.
Yeah. You know what? Mike, you build muscles, I grow muscles.
You know what? I'm going to come to you for the next plan then, because I can't grow anymore, and maybe you've got the answer. I don't know. I don't want to be striped, though, like a zebra, so let's just make that known, too.
Jim Rich from Fox 9, that's who we're talking to, and we love to have you on every single day, obviously. Next Friday, though, because I know it's your day off, instead of just hanging around washing your pontoon, you have to come to the office, because we're here every Friday Twins home game, and it's unbelievable.
This is nice.
I'm not just saying that. We're out here on the patio. You can
fancy,
smoke cigars.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of...
Heated. If it gets a little cold, we're at the office on Washington. And we're overlooking downtown Minneapolis. We're right by that the entryway to get onto 394 that goes under Target Field.
A
block away from Target Field. Yeah, it's unbelievable. You have to come hang out.
Nice
I know you love Coors Light. They have great specials down here. Unbelievable food. I had steak sandwich with a pretzel bun and some cheese and onions and peppers.
It looked delectable. I had a feed bag. I had a feed bag on, a big salad. But, Jim, you can come in here and we can hang out and do that. And then we can go hit golf balls in your lake.
All right. We can do that. I still got the floating golf balls. A lot of people say they float because my lake is green. But that's not the case.
Do you swim in that thing?
Absolutely. It's a great lake.
Peter
Morris has been in there.
Oh, yeah, I've been in there. I had to run back out. I was chased out by zebra mussels.
and an alligator.
And an alligator. And then there was nothing to do. Couldn't hit golf balls anymore, so we just beat a car to death, one of your cars to death, with sledgehammers. There was nothing else.
Sounds like awesome times out there in Jim's house.
Jim doesn't mess around. let's break a car up.
It was one of the better parties we've thrown for quite some time.
That was a good one, Jim. That was a really good one. Let's do that again sometime. Your car again, though, too. Not mine.
Yeah, I got one ready. I got one up about 300,000, so that could be the next candidate.
300,000? What is it anyway? Like a rickshaw?
No, it's a 1995 Saturn.
That's the one you've been driving back and forth to work.
Yeah.
You got a 1995 Saturn with 300,000 miles on it?
That is a chick magnet.
Oh, that's funny.
Chick magnet, yeah.
That is.
Jim Rich. Jim Rich is pulling
me. My wife will ride with me. That's the only chick I want in my car.
That's funny.
That away.
Jim Rich, we talked to your guy earlier, Mark Parrish. We had him on today.
Oh, perfect.
He was good.
Awesome. Thank you for hooking that up. It was unbelievable. We were talking, obviously, Minnesota Wild and tomorrow's game, 2 o'clock. 6 o'clock on Monday, by the way.
Oh, no, 7.
7 o'clock on Monday?
Not 7.
It's 7.
Did they change it?
It said 6 o'clock to me today when I looked at Google, but everybody's saying 7, so 7 o'clock it is. That's fine. Either way, whatever. What do you think tomorrow's game is going to be like? Obviously, we were talking to Mark Parrish saying that the Blues came out. They came out pretty aggressive. They wanted to hit the Wild, and they wanted to play the Blues game, but it just didn't look like that went very well for them. However, at the end of the game, with Backes taking a shot at Granlin, and Steve Vaught getting a little crazy. I think he had a 10-minute, was it a 10-minute major he got in trouble for?
Yep, 10-minute misconduct, yep.
And so you can tell towards the end of the game, the last couple of minutes of the game last night, that the Blues were getting chippy, and they're going to come out, and they're going to make some moves, and they're going to connect on some solid hits with the Wild tomorrow. How can the Wild come out tomorrow, 2 o'clock faceoff time, and avoid that, kind of like they did last night?
Well, I think the soundbite you played coming into the segment from Zach saying we played a smart game, I think that's what they have to do. They stayed away from it. They didn't retaliate. Stewart got ran over that one time in the second period and, didn't go crazy and try to chase the guy down and beat his head in. I mean, he took the hit and goes, oh, you got me that time. I think it was Spurgeon that got thrown in the corner like a rag doll, but, you know, he didn't come back at anybody. The only one that really did was Nino, and he just basically turned around and knocked the guy back down. So they got to pay attention to that stuff. They can't get involved in the sideshow. That's what St. Louis wants. They want to get their power play going. They want to get Tarasenko going. You know, the other thing you're probably going to see if the Wild get the lead is they're going to go after Dubnyk. That you'll see Backes. You'll see Steve Ott. You'll see those guys crashing the net trying to get to him. Because I don't know if the Blues realize that Backstrom was the backup last night, not Kemper. So if they knock Dubnyk out of that game, all of a sudden they're going like, hey, this could be something we could really deal with right now. But fortunately they didn't, and so we'll see where it goes.
Well, I mean, Mark Parrish tells us that Ott is a tough customer. He played with him that one year in Dallas, and he rated him a 9.5 out of 10 for being belligerent and surly and the guy that loves to be the antagonist, that loves to be the hitman. And he relishes the role there on that team to be that guy. So I don't know if we have anyone that can match that or not. If they put Cook in there, I mean, that's the best answer we would have to that, I guess.
That and Chris Stewart.
Well, Stewart,
Stewart.
Yeah.
Stewart's nasty.
Second
Stewart
best trade.
Stewart can go toe-to-toe with him.
Okay.
Come up, chop him in the back of the leg, and run away.
It's true.
Too much. Jim Rich, get the boat through the car wash. Chamois those zebra mussels off, and whatever else that is under that boat, illegally. I'm sure it's algae that you're not supposed to have in any other lake that you probably picked up from Canada somewhere.
Milfoil, oh, I love it.
Little milfoil.
On there.
Yeah.
Curly leaf, pond weed. It's just remarkable.
Wouldn't surprise me if you have Dutch elm disease in that shirt of yours, too, at some point.
Yeah, and some industrial hemp.
Jim, what's coming up Sunday night, Fox 9 Sports Now segment, 10:35 on the TV?
Well, Mr. Pat Micheletti is going to join us.
Oh.
We'll try to get a Wild player, see if somebody wants to stop by, depending on how these game two goes. If they win, they may like to talk again. And if not, we'll go with Pat and see what's going on. But it should be entertaining. And it's almost draft time. Then we can have Mr. Morris back.
Yes. I love seeing the superstar on TV.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun to work with Jim Rich. It's easy to work with Jim Rich.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which isn't much.
Well, I won't. I don't think you'll be doing what I'm doing.
I hate to ask, even.
I don't even want to know.
Don't forget, Buffett going Wright County. That's your place. For everything you need.
We'll stop out there right after the show.
Buff and cut. Love it.
Great pontoon washing. Come on out.
All right. You're already drunk. We got to let you go. We got to cut you off because that's ridiculous.
You've had way too much. We're going to have to cut you off.
Jim Rich, Fox 9, everybody. Also, more hockey talk tomorrow morning. Our guy Pete Wagner. We love him to death. We were at the Twins game with him yesterday on the ice. It's 2 hours tomorrow. Pete just texted me. They're going to have beat writers from St. Louis, Nashville, Winnipeg, Washington, and Edmonton covering Wild Blues. Canada is hockeyness, obviously. Great audio. Big, massive two-hour show tomorrow morning on the ice with Pete Wagner right here on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
It's going to be fun. Going to be kind of chippy.
Chippy.
On the ice.
Yeah.
After that, that game is going to be chippy, by the way. You're right. It's going to get chippy. And now introducing someone who is incredibly chippy, probably only second to Steve Ott in his nature, Mike Berardino.
I think he's more abusive with his words than he is his actual physical stature.
Well, he's become a smartass now, too.
Oh,
you notice that? I mean, like, when you and I say something, he just kind of chuckles, yeah.
He thinks he knows better than we do, which he probably does, but whatever. We'll let him think
that. But he's pretty funny at what he does, and he's very good at baseball. So all you seam heads, hang on. We're coming right back with a little hardball. Mike Berardino next.
Passionate sports talk.
If you don't get injured and nicked up again, like we always seem to.
Well, look at the Wild. Look at the Timberwolves. Look at the Vikings this last year. We're cursed. Minnesotans and our sports teams, we're cursed.
I agree. You're a bunch of softies.
On your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
Here for the Minnesota Twins today.
Time to oil up the mitts. It's Hardball with Mike Berardino.
A lot of information in the head of here, so I'm willing to learn it.
Definitely excited to have him lead the way.
Get your seam head talk right now on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
I'm going to sit this one out. He hates me.
I would. I would if I were you.
Like, I don't want to anger Mike Berardino. He thinks I ask stupid questions.
Well, and you do. So do I, though. You do. We neither one know enough about baseball to really keep
up. What do you mean? I don't know enough about baseball. I played baseball growing up. I watched baseball all the time.
We don't know enough about baseball to keep up with Mike Berardino, and that's all there is to it. And he thinks our questions are stupid.
Well, then maybe he's too heady. You ever think about that? Maybe he's too heady.
I don't know. We can ask him. I don't know. But
Mike, are you too heady?
I don't know. But let me ask you this. I mean, this is Radioactive Sports. I should set it up first a little bit. It's Radioactive Sports. It's Ben Holson. It's the superstar Mike Morris. We are here at the office on Washington Avenue. Stop on by. The show will be here for good solid hour and a half or so, and
probably later, because I don't want to leave.
No, they don't. You'll be.
And I want to give a shout out to Sable too, by the way. Sable runs the joint down here during the day, and she is amazing. I'm in love with her. She's engaged to be married, I think. So I missed the boat on that one, but she's amazing. And Leslie here, everybody here is just fantastic.
Good people.
Mike Berardino.
And
on
now
the
we go straight from the nice people. To Mike Berardino.
I just like to give Ben a little pep talk. I don't know why he's giving up on Sable, is it? Sable?
Yeah,
Sable.
Just because she's engaged. I mean, you're the guy in the radio. I don't see why you can't break that up. Is that something you want to do?
I think that's the problem, is I am the guy on the radio.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Mike Berardino, you're just down the street from us. We're at the office. We're less than literally a block away, just on Washington. Just out the, Kenny Vargas almost hit a home run here yesterday. That two-run shot that he bounced off the facade or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you guys aren't coming in the press box tonight, are you?
Maybe.
No, we're not, but we actually thought that you were coming over here. We thought, and you had promised that you would come down here.
He promised, but we know how good his word is, obviously. Mike Berardino, brought to you by Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Vitamins have never tasted this refreshing. It's funny, Mike Berardino, every day we talk to you about baseball at 5:30 here on 105 The Ticket, and just like that, when we were down in the dumps, after the series with Detroit and Chicago, coming back here to Target Field, taking on the Kansas City Royals. That first game, the home opener, was dismal.
Just 12-3.
Yeah, three games, won our first series. The Twins won their first series. Paul Molitor got his first home series win, his first series win as a major league manager. And just like that, The optimism has turned around for fans all over the Midwest for these Minnesota Twins. They are fantastic. I think, in fact, they may never lose a game again.
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly I'm having a hard time remembering the first week, as I pointed out yesterday. Now, we do have an update for you. Brian Dunsing, this is a setback for the team, that Brian Dunsing, one of the most durable left-handers in the game, since 2012, only Perkins and Jake McGee from Tampa had more appearances by a left-hander in the American League. Well, Dunsing's on the DL with an intercostal strain.
What is that?
The superstar can tell you. It's the right side, though, that he has. So when he pulls his glove down, it really pinches. He has a pinching sensation, and it's not due to a bad belt. It's just due to an intercostal strain, and he's going on a DL, so Caleb Fielbar has been brought up from that Rochester bullpen that everyone's pretty much just dealing. So they had an abundance of riches down there, and they're bringing back Fielbar. But the key point here is that Fielbar won't just take over that eighth inning role that Dunsing had, kind of splitting the eighth inning with Fien based on matchups, but that'll be Aaron Thompson now. So already, Aaron Thompson, the feel-good story, a guy who's really battled back, had a long career to get back here, long wait. He's already moved up a notch or two in that Twins bullpen.
So we do have that. We do have that to go to. And then we have a lot of other guys that are sent that have been sent down since spring training. And I'm just wondering, I'm wondering what your thought is on those two big names, on Buxton and on Sano.
Don't need him anymore. You've seen the offense explode.
Yeah, but
since Molitor changed Dozier to the cleanup spot.
It just means we can be better, even better yet. I mean, because I do think that things are working around what Molitor was doing with the lineup. I like the shakedown and the way they lined it up. I'd still like to see those two kids up here.
Well, I'm afraid my answer on that will not change for a while. But the interesting thing about the lineup today, guys, is that Dozier stays at cleanup, even though Torrey Hunter is sitting. That's a scheduled rest because he played day game after a night game yesterday. And Eduardo Escobar will hit second because obviously Brian Dozier is the cleanup man for the time being. And that's pretty rare for a guy of his stature. But he's got the power and he's got the ability with runners in scoring position where it does not faze him. And we'll see how this goes. But Molitor didn't want to mess that up after this two-game winning streak that has completely turned Ben around.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to win. They're going to win the whole dang thing. I'm on fire with what the Minnesota Wild are doing in St. Louis, and I'm bringing it here to the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. I'm bringing the optimism. Here we go, the confidence. We're going to win this whole dang thing. We're talking to Mike Berardino, Hardball, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, brought to you by Nature's Fury. NutriDrink vitamins have never tasted this refreshing. Give us a little rundown about how you see these three games over the weekend going against the very tough Cleveland Indians.
The Twins just took a series off the previously unbeaten Royals, so if they're able, the Indians have some issues right now too, and their rotation already had to be juggled because they had a guy, Carlos Carrasco, who's very good, take a line drive Melky Cabrera's bat. Pretty scary moment. So they're not going to see him this series.
But Salazar, he can throw 100, can he? Tomorrow?
Very, very hard thrower. Corey Kluber tonight, the Cy Young winner, Cy Young winner, nobody would even remember that, but he's awfully good, and he's going against Pelfrey. Tomorrow's Phil Hughes against Salazar, that's going to be pretty good, and then Trevor May against TJ House, who is left-handed and wears his socks up, and he throws very slow, but he's crafty. That's what I got. He has a 4, TJ House brings a 40.50 ERA, and a small sample size. Bozos are probably jumping all over that. You're going to bet on Trevor May, but Trevor May has an 8.44 ERA through one outing. So I would say that combined ERA of nearly 49 on Sunday might be an early season record.
Wow. Might be. It sounds like it could be. It should be.
Mike Berardino, enjoy the press box tonight. I don't know if the superstar and I left you any hot dogs, brats, or Polishes, or any of the burgers that we cleaned that house last night, yesterday. So good luck with trying to get dinner.
That's what's out on the street already, but we did that. Oh, well, apparently the whole stadium knows now.
Yeah.
Mike Berardino, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again down the, next Monday.
Monday. Yep.
Monday. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, Mike. It's Mike's break. We're going to take a little break. We're here at the office. Pub and Grill. So come on down and check us out. And I think Adrian Peterson wants to go somewhere else. And now they're saying that Dallas is probably the best fit and most likely, perhaps.
Well, we talked about that before. And obviously, the Oakland Raiders now are on the outskirts of rumors that they're jumping into the bandwagon.
And you know who's coaching out there?
Jack Del Rio.
And Mike Tice.
Mike, so he's
a... he was with Adrian here as a head coach, Tice, I believe so. So anyway.
But maybe on these message boards down in Dallas, Dallas Cowboy fans, they're talking about Adrian Peterson and the way that the Dallas Cowboys, and we can talk about this next, but the way the Dallas Cowboys are built right now, they're built to win this year.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy basically on a one-year contract,
yep,
which is what Adrian Peterson would probably be for the most part. I mean, he's going to have to restructure something, but he doesn't have any guaranteed money left. They are built to win now. Tony Romo, that offensive line, some aging defensive stars. They have to win now. Why don't they go all in? Why don't they give us everything a la Herschel Walker trade? We'll talk about all that stuff coming up.
That's what we have on the plate, so make sure you just roll back and just whatever you're going to do, grab a beverage, grab a sandwich, enjoy the part of your dinner, and then get back to Radioactive Sports next.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports. 105 The Ticket.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt it.
Oh, what were you feeling?
Oh, God.
You're still feeling it?
Oh, man.
Can you make it to the bathroom?
Okay, I'm better. It's good.
I feel bad, whatever it was. But apparently you've recovered.
It's all right. Yeah, no, I'm
all
good.
All right. Have another one. Hey. We're down here at The Office. Pub and Grill down Washington Avenue. We'll be down here every Friday that the Twins are playing at home. Ben Holson, myself, the superstar Mike Morris.
Don't say my name anymore because that might scare people away.
Okay, just me. I mean, he'll be here, but I'll. But remember, it's just pretty much me. because I think you probably would turn and run if you knew what he was really like. And what I mean by that is creepy and awkward.
Mm.
So anyway, you should know that. We've got one of my breaks, and I think we should probably break down this Adrian Peterson thing that is just now breaking. Brand new news. Maybe not. Dallas might be the best fit for Adrian Peterson. How many times have we heard this one? How many ways do you think Jerry Jones could manipulate his cap number to make sure that happened?
I'm sure he can do something
more.
More he can do. But it's the fan frenzy. And you and I talked about this, saying, okay, when Adrian Peterson's reinstated into the NFL, what's the news there? Because we know it's going to happen. It's April 15th. We've been waiting for it. And all of a sudden, oh, my God, today, did anything change in your life? Did it change the way you woke up? Did it change the way you combed your hair? I don't have any hair. Did it change the way you brushed your teeth? Your taxes go up?
A little.
Did gas go off? Is earth shattered? Were we invading country? No, it's just Adrian Peterson's back in the NFL. But fans now, because it's back in the news, and now that he's back in the NFL, Oakland Raiders are rumored to now be in on Adrian Peterson, though on the outskirts of the discussion. But you never know. It just takes a couple of these teams to jack up the price. But it's really the fans down in Dallas that are on their message board saying, begging the Dallas Cowboys to go get Adrian Peterson, because you think about it, they're one piece away. They have Tony Romo, they have Dez Bryant, they have Jason Witten, they have a great offensive line. What's the rookie wide
Martin.
Receiver?
Oh, receiver?
Terrence was, I can't remember what his name is, but he was fantastic as well. The defense good, they signed Greg Hardy. But who's their running back? DeMarco Murray went to the Philadelphia Eagles. McFadden is in. Darren McFadden is the running back on that high-powered offense.
Yeah.
They need Adrian Peterson. They really do. So what is it going to take for the Vikings to say, okay, we'll trade Adrian Peterson to the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I mean, that's Fort Knox. I mean, that's what they're going to demand is the Herschel in return.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame them.
And because if you're going to really do something like that, you've already mentioned a pretty good number of their personnel, Jason Witten, and just the whole slew of players that they have lined up there, offensive line, defensive line, you name it. They're set, except for the absence of DeMarco Murray and McFadden. No, that's not the answer. We already know what the interest level was with Jerry Jones and Adrian Peterson before last season began. There apparently was a conversation, which they let Jerry off the hook for, but we know there's interest there already. What does it take? That's another question. I mean, what are we going to ask for before we break, say on draft day, the Dallas Cowboys give us a little ring? And they say, hey, we'll make it worth your while. And here's our first rounder and our second rounder this year. Mm-hmm. Do you jump or do you ask for more? Does Richard Spielberg ask for more? Does he say first rounder from this year and first rounder from next year?
Yes.
And we're good?
Yeah.
That's what Bill Polian said.
Especially if the Cowboys say, okay, here's the deal. We'll give you our first round overall draft pick. It's 27th pick in the first round of this year, a week from or 2 weeks from yesterday. That, okay, if that's the beginning, all right, then we need a second this year and a first next year as well. They're going to go, that's crazy. Okay, we'll take a first next year. Unbelievable. But Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report adding the Cardinals and Cowboys remain interested. While Dallas, word is that even Dallas, Oakland, excuse me, is in on his services. But Peterson may be stuck with the Minnesota Vikings because of this, the pay, and teams aren't interested in giving up a ton of money for a 30-year-old running back that sat out 15 of the 16 games last year.
That's a tough thing to weigh into when you're talking about a position that you have to really watch with a microscope. It's running back. When they hit that magic age of 30, that's exactly where he is right now. He also has the highest price tag of any running back in the NFL right now. He didn't play last year except for that one game. He was coming back off surgery to reattach his groin. He's a running back. I mean, that probably has a lot to do with your position, is that you popped a groin that had to be surgery. I've heard of that, and everyone probably in football has had a pulled groin from time. It had to be surgically reattached. That's bad.
Yeah,
that's really bad. Okay, so I don't know, and we know that he's a mutant turtle when it comes to healing powers. So we know he's probably back and ready to go because that's who he is, what he is. He's a freak. He's a DNA freak.
Do you think Adrian Peterson is stuck with the Vikings, or do you think the Vikings are stuck with Adrian Peterson?
You know what? The Vikings hold all the cards. Adrian is stuck with the Vikings. We clearly know that he does not want to be here. He's told his agent that he does not want to play here again. Has he said it? No, his agent has said it for him. So, okay, he said it.
But you and I at the beginning of the show said, I think that the Minnesota Vikings would like to get rid of Adrian Peterson if they could get something back that they were interested in, and Adrian Peterson would like to leave here. So what does it take for the Minnesota Vikings
there
to get
it? I mean,
because
there it is.
Brian Murphy also wrote, our guy Brian Murphy from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com. He's hit the big time, by the way.
Yeah.
He's in Sports Illustrated.
SI.com.
We'll have Brian on to talk about it on Monday, but he was busy today. But about the fact that fans are getting sick of it, and I'm a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. You played for him.
I bleed purple.
And I know you still love, you loved him growing up, and you still love him, you and your brother Pat, them and the Chiefs. But I'm a fan, and the article that Brian Murphy wrote is that fans are getting so tired of Adrian Peterson.
We talked about the stadium, what did Marsh call it? It was a... For too many stadiums being built all at the same time. What did he call that? Like, there was a term that he used. That's what we have for Adrian's case.
Fatigue, this whole thing is stadium fatigue.
That's what he said. We have Adrian Peterson fatigue right now. It's gotten to the point where
I don't even want him here
every
anymore.
Day.
Just leave,
we're
dude.
Wondering why we're even talking about him. And really, the only question is, are they going to trade him or not? That's what you get on the street the most. And you. You know that they would if they got the bank, if they got the bank for him. They also know that they've got a pretty darn good football team if he comes back and they can make him play. Looking at it just from the business side of things, they do have that kind of running back in-house for 3 years. You can't squander that. You don't just let a guy like that slide down the road. Oh, yeah, here you go. We'll trade him.
But is this fatigue that I'm feeling what Ben Dagra and Adrian Peterson are hoping the Minnesota Vikings are beginning to feel? So they'll just say, you know, just get out of here. We'll take whatever we can. And that's what they've been trying to do to wear down the organization.
Well, it's working. I mean, not on the organization, on the fan base.
But sure.
I think the organization is fine. Look, you can say whatever you want. It's your story. You tell it the way you want to. But we're going to keep you here until we get exactly what we think we can get out of you value-wise. Because Richard Spielberg is really good at getting value in the draft.
Yep.
Springsteen?
Yep.
Spielberg?
Whatever.
He's pretty good at what he does. I mean, as far as the board that I looked at in the war room and the way he explained value, player for player, trading both scenarios, up and down, he explained all that in detail to us. We got to actually go in there and watch his equation work. He's pretty good at that. So I don't know. If someone wants to pick up the phone and just make that wheeling-dealing offer, Peterson's gone.
Boom.
Bang.
Be it.
And that's the end of the story.
And I hope it's Jacksonville or Oakland. Let them go.
You don't want to. And by the way, not Dallas. I don't care if you get two first-round draft picks. You still don't want to put him there.
No,
it's too much team.
Just give him another Super Bowl, why don't you? The superstar Mike Morris and I were here at the office downtown Minneapolis. The office on Washington Avenue in downtown Minneapolis, 4 to 7 every Friday. Twins home game the season, just a block away, just down Gate 3, basically. Can walk you right in. Get fooled up before every game. Chances to win prizes, like tonight's game tickets, future Twins games. Our friends from the office on Washington and 844-HEY-WORKERS. $3 cold domestics, just walking distance. You can enjoy lunch here. They have USB ports, Wi-Fi. I mean, that's why they call it the office. It's unbelievable.
I mean, they're set up. They are set
up. Lucky to be here.
Come down here and join us on the Fridays the Twins are at home. 18 HD TVs everywhere in the place, inside and outside, out here with us on the patio. They have everything set up. The big heaters, if it gets a little chilly at night, they can pop on the big heaters, and you are in business. So come on and check it out. Any Friday that the Twins are in town, we'll be down here. Next up, it's Tom Schreier with Cold Omaha.
Tommy.
A regular on our show, and he's one of the writers at 105 The Ticket. They got a whole little... brood of them. It's like a horde. It's a horde of writers. And Tom's one of them, and he's also a sissy pants.
Why?
So we'll have
nice.
Him on.
That's not
we'll
very
have him
nice.
On and he loves it.
If you're calling him names, he's not going to want to come on the radio with us.
Do we know if he's here or not yet? Because maybe he's sick and tired of me by now.
He's sitting right next to me. You not see him? Are you blind?
Is that him?
This is red ear.
You know what? That color does something for him. I didn't recognize him in that aqua.
I feel like he's maybe had some sunshine from being at the Twins game. So
that's
often.
What it is. That's what it is.
I can't believe you didn't recognize him.
I didn't notice.
This is him right here.
Well, regardless of that, he has shown up, and he's not sick and tired of me yet. So we're going to come back and do a little Cold Omaha, and we'll talk a little Flip Saunders. We'll talk T-Wolves, and he's pretty good at breaking that down, so we'll let him do that. Right here on Radioactive Sports.
Here's Sports Radio 105 The Ticket on iHeartRadio.
People ask what Omaha means. It's a run play, but it could be a pass play.
If I'd been in a game in all basketball where there was the energy and the enthusiasm that was in that building tonight, you know, and it's because of one guy. But he becomes infectious. I mean, all of a sudden we got guys that, you know, they're playing more physical, and that's what he brings to that. That's why his, you know, that's one of the reasons. Yeah, and we thought it was important to go and get him with the youth that we have and what we're trying to accomplish to facilitate our improvement. There's no one better that could come in and help us with that.
That,
you know who that was?
A very lofty praise for his former pupil, Kevin Garnett. Flip Saunders with the word. That's the word. That's why he came back. The energy that he breathes back in to this squad, a very young squad that needs to know that there's another level. There's another gear that they can lock it into. Tom Schreier from Cold Omaha here to tell us what that new energy has
that's
been.
That's me. I've been here for a while.
I know you have. I was just here telling him the last break that he asked if you were here. I said, he's sitting right next. He's right. This is the guy you're looking at right here with
you. He called me a sissy pants, too.
Well, he calls you sissy pants a lot lately.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Don't throw me under the bus. I mean, we don't want trouble here. And you were sitting behind a plant. He was sitting behind an enormous plant. I didn't see him.
I'm a man of nature.
He's sitting in front of the plant.
Oh. Oh.
I'm natural.
But look, I'd like to just say I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I liked it. It actually led to a great segment, the Cold Omaha fight. That's true.
Cage match. Yeah, you and Sam Ekstrom was back at the station right now. Mano.
Uh-oh.
I thought you said you were taking on Sam.
No. This is all four at once. Cage match.
Oh, it's like a Royal Rumble.
You and Sam and Brandon and who else?
And
Brandon Warren?
And Chris Shad.
The whole Cold Omaha team against Superstar. How about that?
I'm down. Sam, that's a great idea.
Here's the deal, then. I like it, too. I like my chances. Why don't you guys just go ahead and fight it out then for who's going to be second, third, fourth, and fifth?
Oh, no.
We already know who one is going to be.
Oh, no.
If there's anything left of you guys.
And I'll be the referee.
Because I'm going to go there with the notion that I'm going to do one of two things. Chew a little bubble gum or whip some ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
Oh, no.
Ba-bam. I don't know what that means, gentlemen.
I'm worried now.
You're absolutely screwed.
I'm so old, it wouldn't matter. They would just trounce me. They would trounce me. But that's beside the point. You're not a sissy pants, and I'd
love to
hear what your thoughts were regarding Flip Saunders and his old new man in town.
Yeah.
Well, five games. He played a whopping five games,
Coming
back.
But what did that do?
I don't know about you guys, but I felt like this was kind of just welcoming KG back. I didn't expect a lot of him as a player. I knew he wasn't going to play back-to-backs. I knew he was 38. He's making $12 million this year, but definitely not worth it.
He's going to be 39 next year, though.
Yeah, and my thing is, I think it was kind of welcoming back an owner, and he can't say it. Because, you know, Flip wouldn't even touch the subject. He didn't want to get fined. He didn't want to get Glenn Taylor in trouble. But, you know, KG, even at that time, at the press conference, talked about he wanted to own a team. He's interested in that side of it. He made it very clear that he did not want to be a coach. And I think, you know, he has plans to be here in Minnesota. And I guess in my mind, if you have Flip Saunders, KG, two guys obviously from my childhood when I used to go to see games.
Yeah.
That's who I want kind of in control of Wiggins, LaVine, Shabazz, kind of this next, you know, the youth movement. And I feel like as much as youth brings some excitement, we've seen a lot of youth in Minnesota, especially with the Timberwolves. And I think you want to make sure that it's not just getting recycled and sent other places. You hope that LaVine's improved enough. He'll be here for a while. Wiggins obviously will be as one of the best rookies in the league, probably the best rookie in the league. And Shabazz Muhammad, like I said, I think has had a good year, and that got kind of overshadowed because he got hurt. But I think that they're going to bring together a core here, and I think he's just taking control. And when I say breathe life in, it just Ricky Rubio couldn't do that because he got hurt. It went from this big contract, and there's controversy over why he signed for that much. He couldn't shoot, and then the injury issues, and then when he gets hurt right away, it's difficult for him to kind of breathe life into the organization.
Yeah, Tom Schreier, Cole Omaha, 105theticket.com. Great article about Flip Saunders and KG breathing new life back into the Minnesota Timberwolves. Check it out on our website. Even though we played five games, we were all there for the first game when he came back against the Washington Wizards, and just the packed house, and it was packed for the next couple of home games, the way KG lifted the team by not necessarily scoring a lot of points or playing a lot of minutes or grabbing a lot of rebounds, the way he was coaching on the bench, with the way he didn't play down the stretch.
Yeah.
How soon is he going to become an owner for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and how often is he going to play next year?
Depends on if you buy into the theory. First of all, Flip's talked about him, you know, in practice. That's a tough one just because we don't see that, but obviously we've seen him on the bench. Flip's theory was basically, hey, he's not playing at the end of the season because he wants to come back next year. You know, if he was playing at the end of the season, it was literally just to get a couple minutes in, feel the rush of the crowd one last time, and kind of, you know, walk out. I believe he will be back next year. I don't know how long he's going to be able to play. If he can't play back-to-backs, if he can only play limited minutes, you already have Pekovic, who's already kind of in that stage, sadly. I hate that guy, by the way.
I want him to go bye-bye.
Well, I think
go back to Montenegro.
I don't think they're going to buy him out. I think that they need to get a big guy
in. Buy him out? They still owe 3 years and $12.5 million a year.
I think he's going to be a guy who comes in, you know,